praise God today. Welcome to Ignite One Worship Center. I am Apostle Anthony McCoy. We're excited about what the Lord has to say this morning. Go ahead, even right now, as you're joining and you're coming in, we know that this is a day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. So go ahead and share, text somebody, tell somebody, praise God, that Ignite One Worship Center is on and there is a word from the Lord. To God be the glory, hallelujah, for the great things that he has done and he will continue to do as we learn to walk with him and trust him with all our heart and lean not our own understanding. Our God is an awesome God, and he reigns forever. To God be the glory. Father, thank you today for your presence. Thank you today for giving us life, health, and strength. Thank you today for how that new mercies, hallelujah, are appearing that we have not seen before. Thank you today for your outstretched hand. Glory to God that's upon us. Thank you for uncommon favor, open doors, divine provision, and kingdom authority. Thank you, glory, hallelujah, for momentum, God, hallelujah, and the manifestation of the will of God for our lives. We decree and declare, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you for, hallelujah, Father, for who you are in our lives. We just lift you up in worship this morning. We declare that you are high, hallelujah, and lifted up. There's none like you. And God, that you are, hallelujah, the God of heaven, hallelujah, and you will prosper us. And we just thank you for just being our Lord and our Savior, our strength and our Redeemer, our rock. Glory to God, hallelujah. Bless the people of God this morning that would hear this word of God, and God, let them catch on fire, and let them catch it by faith this morning, and God, let them increase in fortitude, because the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing even as under soul from spirit and joint from marrow. Glory to God, and it will accomplish the thing where you send it to. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God, we say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you, Igniters. Come on in this morning. We are excited about what God is doing. Amen. And he's moving in our behalf. Glory to God. And I pray that you would continue to be partakers of kingdom grace and watch God, hallelujah, do wonders, amen, in your life and reward you double for your trust. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have a word this morning, amen, and I want to talk to you from this particular text this morning, amen. A topic rather, I really just want to talk about generosity. Generosity giving is where we're at. That's what the Lord has put in my heart. And don't tune me out, amen, because you say, I don't want to hear a sermon about giving, amen. But I'm telling you, amen, it's revelational, it's impartational, as well as it is informational. And I believe that you're going to enjoy this word, amen, and then be armed and fulfilled, glory to God, by the Spirit of God as we learn together this morning. So it's generosity, generosity. When we talk about generosity, amen, and I'll give you many scriptures, but when we talk about generosity, when we talk about generosity, it could be expressed in various ways and on many different fronts. We can look at generosity in the area of finances. We can look at generosity in the area of time. We can look at generosity in the area of material possessions. amen, where we give things, time, where we give our time to God and we give our time to people. We can look at it in hospitality, where we provide, amen, meals and food, and shelter and care. We can look at it even from the standpoint of being generous with our skills that we have learned to do, giving them freely, such as musicians that would serve in the ministry, amen, or carpenters, amen, or builders, those kind of skills, media personnel, amen, those that set up, the team, set up the church, and those that do porter ministry, parking lot ministry, on and on and on and on, amen. And there are many other ways, glory to God, generosity can be found in encouragement and compassion and et cetera. So when we look at it this morning, of course, I'm going to be bold this morning. I'm going to be brave and I'm going to be, amen, courageous. And we're going to talk about generosity in the area of our finances. Glory to God. Our giving is my focus this morning. And I want to just share some things with you about what it looks like to be or to operate in generosity, if you will. And when we talk about in our finances, we're still talking about various endeavors and in various compartments of the way that we are generous. Glory to God. When we talk about generosity giving, we're talking, first of all, about the tithe. That'll be one of the things we talk about more as we go on, the tithe, amen, the tenth of our gross income that we give to our local church, the tithe. Then we talk about offerings. That's another part of generosity, offering. Anything above the tithe is an offering, amen, that you give. And then we'll talk about support. Support, just areas, support, gifts, alms. No matter, glory to God, what dimension, family, of giving it is, the key is as believers, we do it generously. The scripture says, and God loves a cheerful, amen, hilarious, joyful giver. Glory to God. And most importantly, it's primary that we really take on God's concept and God's theology, amen, centered around generosity and centered around our giving. Giving is not an event, amen, but according to scripture, giving is a sacrificial system, wow, that demonstrates love, life, and liberty in the spirit. I'm going to say that again. Giving is a sacrificial system that demonstrates God's love, life, and liberty in the believer. That's really what generosity giving is all about. Praise God. We know, amen, the scripture says in John, amen, Jeremiah 29:11, amen, for I know the plans I have for you. Plans, amen, glory to God, declares the Lord. Plans are to prosper you and not to harm you, amen, and plans to give you hope and a future. Wow. Yeah. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you what? Prosper, even as your soul prosper. I want you to, amen, keep in mind that little phrase, even as your soul. Even as your soul prosper. Be in health, even as your soul prosper. I think one version of scripture say, even as you're strong in the spirit, glory to God. And we know the very familiar scripture of Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. And the same measure, glory to God, that you meet, it would be measured back to you. We're talking about generosity this morning, and listen, family, here's what we need to get to before I get into just a little bit of this Old Testament type giving that it really is carried over into the New Testament. Now, you will have some people, amen, and some mindsets that will say that, giving and tithing is only covered under Old Testament law. But I want to take, amen, a opposite approach to that, amen, and really, amen, cancel out that kind of thinking, because, amen, it is only part of, glory to God, the scripture, but you need a revelation. You need a revelation to get from the old to the new. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. So here it is, please. So one of the tests of our growth and maturity is not our, watch this, is not our reciprocity. That's what we get. It's not our reciprocity, but it's how we steward our generosity. Let me say it again. One of our tests of growth and maturity as believers is not our reciprocity. It is our steward, amen, of our generosity. Glory to God. Giving is a command. It is a optimal way of life for the believer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so it's important that the prospering of the soul is connected to God's plan, God's purpose, God's principle, and even God's priority for your life. Yeah, amen. That's why he said, as your soul prosper. Yeah, amen, because it's connected to God's plan. Your prospering, amen, is connected to God's plan, his purpose, his principles, and even his priority, glory to God, as we understand the connection to the demonstration of love, life, and liberty in the Spirit of God. Wow. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. And so watch what happens now, because I want to give you this, and we'll get back to it. Just a quick overview of the Old Testament, amen, glory to God, view of tithing in the Old Testament. We know, amen, that according to scripture, that Abraham was the first person that the Bible records as giving tithe. He gave a tithe, amen, of all he got from his battle, amen, to a person that the Bible calls Melchizedek, and he was the priest of God. In fact, he was a high priest. The scripture calls him the king, a king of righteousness, amen, and a king of Salem. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so when we look at it from that standpoint, amen, and we may get there, but Abraham, it said that Abraham gave him tithes of all, or paid tithe to Melchizedek, the high priest. Glory to God. And then the second aspect of that is Genesis 28:22. The next person we see is Jacob, when he was, amen, in a place of providential positioning, amen, in the Spirit of God. Jacob made a promise to God that he would give God a tenth of everything that he would get if God would brought him back to, amen, that place. Glory to God. And then Leviticus 27, amen, watch this. The tithe was instituted according to the law of Moses. It was the tithe of produce and livestock to God. It belonged to God. And verse 30 of Leviticus 27, and all the tithe of the land, whether, watch it, seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, it is the Lord's. That is the institution of the law of the tithe according to, amen, the Old Testament law, amen, of Moses. Glory to God. So the tithe is holy to the Lord. Glory to God. Watch it. Amen. Verse 32, concerning the tithe of the herd and the flock, and whatever passes under the rod, the tenth one shall be holy, yeah, to the Lord. The first of the tenth shall be holy to the Lord. So in our generosity and understanding, glory to God, our giving and tithe, amen, the tithe was holy. It was consecrated. It was sacred, and it was set apart, amen, to the Lord. I know, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. This is good to you, hallelujah. Don't tune me out, amen. It's going to get better. The tithe was to be given, watch this, to the Levites according to that Levitical law of Moses, given to the Levites who serve in the temple, amen. The tithe was their portion. Glory to God. They tithe from the tithe that they received, and they gave it to the priest. And that was the portion of for the priest. Glory to God. So we can really essentially see, family, amen, that for them, the tithe became a means of support. Yeah, glory to God. Generosity, support, glory to God. And the priest, for the priests and the Levites who really served the temple of God. And you can, you know, go back right around the middle of Numbers chapter 17 and Numbers 18. You can read really about, you know, more into that. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then they brought the offering and they brought the sacrifices and they brought the tithe, amen, for the temple of God as well. Glory to God. As Moses was establishing, amen, the second law of liberty, life, and love of the people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. As they were getting ready to move into blessing and coming out of bondage. Glory to God. How? Wow. Amen. So we can see it right there. And then we can't forget, amen, the last book of the Old Testament, which is where we'll end up. Amen. Malachi chapter number 3. Glory to God. Amen, where really there's a command or we can say an invitation, amen, and the promised blessing to those, amen, that would return, amen, their tithe unto the Lord. That's what the scripture says. Glory to God. Will a man rob God? I'll just read it right now. Yet you rob me, but you say, in what way have we robbed you? He says, in tithe and offering. That's the word. You are cursed with a curse. Amen. Don't look at that as evil, because that's not the right, glory to God, interpretation there. For you rob me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And he says, prove me, try me in this, saith the Lord of hosts, and see if I will not open the windows of heaven, pour out blessing, that you won't have room enough to receive. And then I rebuke the devourer for your sake, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. Wow. Watch this. Nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, saith the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. So as we look at it, amen, this Melchizedek that Abraham gave tithes to, he was a type of Christ. He was a type of Christ, amen, and Abraham, he received tithes from Abraham, and we are the children of Abraham, yeah, glory to God, spiritually speaking, and we are to still offer tithes to the high priest, glory to God, who is Christ, amen, who lives, glory to God. And so I can say that in over 30-something years, amen, I know, I'm not telling you that I think, I know, amen, that being a consistent, generous giver, hallelujah, works, glory to God. Being a consistent, generous tither and a person that would give my time, my skills, amen, and give alms and support, amen, other ministries, amen, and support people, it works, amen, and God is pleased. Glory to God, with the generosity that comes from, amen, a person that believes, amen, according to his way of giving. Wow. Glory to God. So when we look at this and we take a deep dive into Malachi chapter 3, glory to God, and we begin to understand the generosity of giving the tithe or returning, amen, the tithe back to the Lord. Glory to God. Let me just say this, that there are certain principles that's connected to generosity giving when it comes to the tithe. And I'm going to teach you, glory to God, hallelujah, a few of them this morning. The first thing that you must, come to understand, watch this, is that the tithe is not a preference principle. I said the tithe is not a preference principle. What do you mean? Glory to God. It's not a preference principle. Glory to God. That there is like, let me decide if that's what I'm going to do, if that's my preference. No, it's not a preference principle. That's one thing. The tithe is a priority principle. Yeah, it's a priority principle. Glory to God. Giving the tithe and being generous is a priority principle. Yeah, amen. Watch it, because when you really look at what the break down what the tithe mean, it's not just a tenth. Here it is. Get this. It's the first tenth. Glory to God. It's the first tenth. That's why it can't be a preference principle. Well, God, whenever I finish, if I have enough, then you. No. It's a priority principle, not a preference principle. Glory to God. You don't want God to be, watch this, you don't want God to make your blessing a preference. No, you want God to make your blessing a priority. Glory to God, when you are asking God to bless you. Hallelujah. Why? So the tithe is a priority principle. Right there. Amen. He said, bring it all into the storehouse. It's a priority principle. Then here it is. Watch this, please. The tithe not only is a priority principle, the tithe is a priesthood principle. Wow. It's a priesthood principle. We just talked about Abraham, amen, giving tithe to Melchizedek, the priest, glory to God. And we as sons of Abraham giving tithe, glory to God, in that principle, we can really find that starting in a good portion to read is the latter part of Hebrews chapter 6, glory to God, and going through 7 and 8, and you'll pick up, amen, the fact that the tithe was a priesthood principle, glory to God. And we know in the New Testament, glory to God, the Bible said God has made us a kingdom of priests. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are a chosen people. Here it is. And we are what? A royal priesthood. Glory to God. So the tithe is still a priesthood principle in the New Testament, just like it was in the Old Testament. Amen. Glory to God. I will not go down there, but amen. But just pick that up right there. Glory to God. Amen. In fact, Hebrews chapter 7, verse number 9 says this. Amen. Watch it. When it talks about tithe being a priesthood principle, it talks about how that mortal men, glory to God, mortal men, glory to God, they received tithes, amen, when it came to the law, glory to God, hallelujah. But watch this, it said there, glory to God, they received it. They received it at that time. But then it says, but there he received them. Who is he? We're talking about now that when we return our tithe, amen, to the Lord, it goes beyond mortal men, amen, to Christ, our high priest. Glory to God. Yeah, amen. There he receives tithe, watch this, of whom it is witness that he lives. Glory to God. So please get this. Your tithe, your generosity tithing and your generosity giving is a connection to the witness that Christ lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. So the tithe is a priority principle. The tithe is a priesthood principle. The tithe is a, watch this, is a proven principle. Yeah. Amen. That's why the scripture said, amen, prove me and see what I will do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. It's a proven principle. And I know I got some witnesses, amen, glory to God, that tithing is a proven principle in your life, that God has opened doors, that God has made ways, that God has poured out blessing, glory to God, that God has turned things around, hallelujah, that your life is the better, glory to God, and your life is best because you trust him generously with, amen, giving him what he wants. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Amen. It's a proven principle. It's a proven principle. It's a proven principle. God never meant for his church, for his people. Glory to God. Amen. To be broke, disgusted, and busted. Glory to God. And always trying to get enough. No. Glory to God. Amen. He meant for us to, glory to God, to live on the abundant side of life. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And he meant for us to prosper even as our soul prosper. What do you mean, our soul prospering? It is the makeup of who we are as a spiritual being. Our mind, our will, our emotions, our heart. Glory to God. Yeah, amen. Glory to God. As we prosper, hallelujah, or we do better. That's what it is. We do better because we're believers. Woo, hallelujah. Yeah, amen. So the tithe is a proven principle. Watch. And then Malachi tells us that the tithe is a prosperity principle. It's a prosperity principle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's amazing what a gifted, giving, graceful, grateful people can do when they walk by faith in the same spirit of faith. Glory to God. It's amazing what can happen. Glory to God. It's amazing how God can bless. Amen. It's amazing. Psalms, glory to God, 133 says that he command the blessing there where, glory to God, there's unity like that. It's a commanded blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, wow. Glory to God. Here it is. Here it is, family. When everybody in the local church does their part in the work by maximizing their gifts and their giving, every time it happens, please get this, every time we come together in the same spirit of faith, glory to God, and we walk by faith, and we begin to maximize, glory to God, our gifts and our giving, we end up, watch this, we elevate God's grace. Woo. We elevate our own growth, and then we elevate God's goodness over our lives. Do you hear what I'm saying? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, glory to God. When we walk together and when we work together in the same spirit of faith, we elevate God's grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, yeah, my shot. I want to ask you a question this morning. If blessings are flowing, glory to God, and God is pouring, would you want to be under one window or many windows? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. Amen. So there are certain benefits that we get, glory to God, as we are generous us and giving through generosity according to with the tithe. Glory to God. I know this is not a popular topic this morning. Glory to God. And I'm prepared, amen, glory to God, for it not to be popular. Glory to God. But I'm going to get through it and teach it anyway. Glory to God. Because here it is. Watch it. In order for you to have faith in it, you need to hear it. Glory to God. Because faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you need to hear about giving if you're going to ever increase your giving. Glory to God. You need to hear about tithing if you, amen, believing God that you're going to tithe. Glory to God. Okay, here it is. Watch it now. The scripture says that God said he's going to open up windows and then he's going to rebuke the devourer. Let me just share this with you. Please get this. You can receive blessing. You can receive some manifestation and material blessing you can receive, glory to God, and not be a tither. You can. It can happen. It is happening. Glory to God. Glory to God. Watch it, please. But you got to understand something. If you're not a tither, you limit God. You limit God from being able to handle the devourer that's connected to your believing. Okay, what do you mean, Apostle? Help me out. So please get this. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. See, watch it now. It said that he will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. That's what he said. Now get this. Let me just share this. That when we talk about the devourer, the word really breaks down to eater. And here's why we got to really get the revelation of this. It's the word eater. And it refers to, watch this, anything or any person that comes to devour or eat up or destroy your fruit. So in the Old Testament, right here in Malachi, the literal, amen, connection to the devourer, was connected back to Leviticus, glory to God, when because it was saying that God was going to stop the locust. He was going to stop, amen, the eaters, the whatever disease it was that was going to stop their crops and their fruit from manifesting and producing and multiplying. But in the New Testament, glory to God, the Bible called, he said, 1 Peter 5 and 8, it says your adversary as a roaring lion, the devil, glory to God, he seeks who he may devour. It called the devil a devourer. Satan, a devourer. Glory to God. But watch this. Satan is a devourer, but not all devourers are Satan. Hallelujah. So you can be, watch it, you can be receiving blessings on one hand, amen, because you believe God, and you give to God, but you're not really trusting God with your tithe, and then you can be experiencing devour in your life on the other side. Because he's coming to mess with your fruit. Sometimes your fruit, amen, is your children. Your fruit is your money. Your fruit is your job. Your fruit is things breaking down like your car. Those kind of things that you're saying, God, I limit you, glory to God, because I'm going to give, but I have not reached the level of trusting you with my tithe. And so the devourer comes, glory to God, and then you are mixed up because one minute you see blessing after blessing, and then you're receiving heartache after heartache, and things are happening that are not covered by God because of that. Wow. So every time we come together, hallelujah. Woo. Every time we come together, when we take on the same spirit of faith and take in, glory to God, hallelujah, the believer's mentality that we walk by faith and we not by sight, and we're going to be sons that please God. Listen, every time we come together, that should be a compound, glory to God, presence and an open portal. We should be on the open heavens and on the open windows with God being at the apex of who he is. Nothing frustrates God's aim, God as in life more than, watch this, us stopping him from who he is. He's a blesser. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God loves to be who he is. He That's why he's jealous, glory to God, of other gods that can't bless you. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. You're like, listen, you got the blesser in your life, and you're settling for the lesser to give you life. I ain't what you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, here it is. Watch it now. Watch it now. And then you got to be careful, please get this, that you don't become your own devourer. What you mean? Hallelujah. Watch this. When you have a need, you don't begin to eat your own seed. Glory to God. You're not blocking your own blessing. You're not stopping, hallelujah, God's reciprocity, hallelujah, because of your inability with his generosity. You're not stewarding over. I'm telling you, the window is open. The window is open. The door is open. And you, listen, please, if you're connected, glory to God, to Ignite One Worship Center and the grace on our lives, I'm telling you, glory to God, the window and the doors are open in this season, and you need to make sure, glory to God, that you are in place and doing your part. And I have that emotion, glory to God. And the promise of the Lord is that you'll never be the same again, and everything, hallelujah, will be elevated to better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. Wow. When we return our tithe generously, watch this. There are certain principles, because the tithe is a principle. It's a priority. It's a principle. The principle is God gets the reverence. God gets the reverence. Here it is. Watch this. The church you tithe to get the resources. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then, watch this, you as the tither get the reward. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You as the tither get the reward. God get the reverence. The church get the resources. You as the tither get the reward. Will a man rob God? Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. How we rob you, God? In tithe and in offering. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Rob. Yeah. Held back. Glory to God. Why? Really, the word means defraud. Defraud. Could it be? Oh, okay. This is too deep. That's too deep. But could it be that we as citizens of this great, prosperous region in the ATL, could it be one of the reasons why, glory to God, that there's so much natural defraud happening is because there's spiritual defraud happening? I'll leave that right there for you to meditate on. Glory to God. Could it be? Glory to God. This is an area where fraud is at a high level. Leave it like that in the natural. Wow. Glory to God. Rob. Yeah. When a man robbed God, it really break down to the fact, amen, that it's defraud. It brings harm to the body. Okay. I'll leave it right there. Watch this thing. Then he says, bring all the tithes to the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Yeah, glory to God. And prove me, and see if I will not open up the windows, pour you out a blessing, that you won't have room enough to receive. And then I'm going to rebuke that devourer for your sake. This priority principle, this priesthood principle, this proven principle, this prosperity principle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. So here it is, please. Get this. Three benefits of returning the tithe to God. Number one is reverence to God. Bring ye He tells us what to bring. He tells us what. He tells us who to bring it to. He tells us how much to bring. He said, bring ye all the tithe to the storehouse. Watch this. He gets the reverence. You as a tither get the the ministry get the resources, I'm sorry, because he said when you bring them into the storehouse so that his house can have provision. So, wow. So God provides for us so that he can have provision in his house. Wow. And then as a tither, you get the reward. You get the reward. You get the reward. You get the reward of open windows. You get the reward of poured out blessings. You get the reward of rebuking the devourer. And then you get the reward, amen, of God seeing that your seed become productive and fruitful. Wow. Hallelujah. Wow. Generosity. Generosity. Giving. Givers. Believers. Trusting God with your faith. A part of understanding your love for God and your trust for God is understanding that in all reality, tithing is the floor, it's not the ceiling. It's where we began to go up. Hallelujah. Wow. 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 Let me read this to you as I get ready to close this message. I pray you're getting something and you're understanding what I'm saying. And if you're struggling with tithing and being the generous giver, don't listen to your inner consciousness that tells you that you can't believe God at that level or with that. Wow. And this is some of your testimony right here. I'm going to read it to you. Watch this and see how good your life is and you still been struggling with giving God his tenth. Watch it, please. Joshua 24:13. And behold, this day, Joshua says, I'm going the way of all the earth. In other words, I'm getting ready to die, people. That's what Joshua telling the people that he's crossed over into the promised land with. And you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord spoke concerning you. And all are come to pass to you, and not one thing has failed. That's what he told the people that were living in the promise of God that came out of the plunder of the wilderness and had to go through the process of trusting God to get there. He said, when it all boiled down to it, not one thing that God promised you have failed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So even as we look at it, it's the soul that's involved in the principle and prosperity of generosity. The soul is involved. Wow. And the soul is connected to the purpose, to the plan, into the principles, into the priority of God. Glory to God. Here it is, please, and we'll close with this morning. I call it the trilogy of soul prosperity. Somebody type that in the chat. The trilogy of soul prosperity. the trilogy of soul prosperity. The trilogy of soul prosperity is, according to Scripture, here it is, watch this, Deuteronomy 6:5. Thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart and thy soul. Thou shalt love the Lord with one. Deuteronomy 4:29. Seek the Lord with all thy heart and thy soul. Two. Deuteronomy 10:12. Serve the Lord with all thy heart and thy soul. So the trilogy of soul prosperity connected to our generosity is seeking the Lord, serving the Lord, and loving the Lord with all our heart and our soul. Wow. Deuteronomy 10:12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord require of thee? But to fear the Lord, to walk in his ways, to love him, to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Deuteronomy 4:29. But if from thence thou seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart, with all thy soul. Deuteronomy 6:5. The Shema of Israel. For the Lord thy God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So loving the Lord, seeking the Lord, serving the Lord with all your heart and all your soul is indicative of the essence of your spiritual being. That's why in Genesis 2:27, the scriptures say, and God breathed into the man, and he became a living soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here it is, please. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. As your soul prosper, glory to God, even as your soul prosper, and then you do it, the prosperity of your soul is your loving, seeking, and serving God with all your heart and all your soul. So if you have an unhealthy heart, glory to God, hallelujah, your soul will be unprosperous. And you will miss God's priority, God's principles, God's provenness, glory to God, God's peace, God's reciprocity, God's potential for you to be all that he called you to be by being generous as you give. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They that sow sparingly shall reap sparingly. They that sow bountifully shall reap. John 10:10. I come that you may have life, and that life more abundantly. That's our generosity this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for the gifts, the givers, that as we come together and Ignite One Worship Center, we maximize our gifts. We maximize our giving. And we elevate, hallelujah, your grace over us. We elevate your growth in us. We elevate your goodness to us. Hallelujah. Every, hallelujah, person, every giver, every sower, every seed, every tither, we thank you. Glory to God. And we decree and declare open windows, open doors. Hallelujah. God, not room enough to receive the blessing that you have. Pour it out. Hallelujah. Pour it out, God, as we prosper, as we do better, as we trust you for more, and we do better, glory to God, and we believe you for more, as we do better, glory to God, and we give more. We will discover that the less is blessed, glory to God, hallelujah, by the greater in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give now with the revelation that our tithe is not to man, it's to the Lord that we serve. Hallelujah. Our high priest, Jesus Christ. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Go ahead, get your offering together. Give your tithe. Return your seed to the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Igniters, glory to God. Let's catch on fire for what God is doing. Glory to God, for our day is approaching fast. We love you, and we'll see you next week. Glory to God.